Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. If you're listening to this on the podcast, this is episode 180, and because we're doing a special CITR Fun Drive show, we thought we would do one of our special wavelength shows as well. And the way that we're going to do this, the last wavelength special which we did was back in, I think it was September 2015, September or October anyway, it was episode 129. And for those that haven't heard this before, what we're basically going to do is it's just going to be no Whitecaps chat, no soccer chat this week, although we are going to be bringing out a podcast on Wednesday after the Whitecaps Tigres game, where we're going to look over all that and the game that's just been on. So what we're also going to be doing is bringing you this podcast today, and then we'll bring you the football chat later on. So basically, first thing to explain is, what is the CITR Fun Drive? You can find out more details by going to citr.ca/donate. Every year, CITR Radio has an annual fundraising session. It's the only time during the year that they ask for any money to help the radio station basically keep going. If you want to hear more quality programming, if you want to hear more shows like this, if you want to hear more shows like the one before us, CITR Radio does what a number of other radio stations in the Lower Mainland just do not do. It caters for niche audiences. And when you hear some of the stuff that we've got coming up tonight, you're not going to have heard that on any other radio station in Vancouver. So that's why it is important to support it. The target this year is to raise $40,000. Right now, they've raised just over $9,000. The fund drive goes on until March 17th, so there's still lots of time to donate. If you've got any spare change or if you want to donate, give us a call tonight. We've got someone manning the phones. You can call us on 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC Unit. And whether you can spare 5, 10, 30, 50, more than that, that would be fantastic. Just give us a call. You can also donate online as well, like I said, citr.ca/donate. And mention that you're donating from listening to the AFTN Soccer Show as well. That would be nice to hear. So we'll come to that over the course of the show, but let's kick things off with our first part of the wavelength section. So what we're going to do tonight, the first wavelength show which we did, it brought you a number of songs to do with football clubs. So we had songs by clubs, we had songs about clubs. So for this episode, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you a whole show based on songs to do with footballers. So most of the songs are actually named after footballers, but we're also going to have one that isn't, but basically the content of every single song is around footballers. And we're going to kick things off, since we're a Vancouver Whitecaps show and a Vancouver Whitecaps podcast, we're going to kick off with a song about a guy that used to play for the Whitecaps back in the NESL days, back in 1979, 1980. People will know him more for playing for Newcastle United. His name's Peter Beardsley. And when he came over here, He was quite young. It was before he really made it in the game. But folk back home knew what a talent he was and they wanted him to come back to Newcastle one day. This first song we're going to play for you, that basically covers all that. It's by a group called The Exiles. Two Geordie lads, one of whom lives in Canada now. And they do a number of different football songs and we'll tell you a little bit more about them after the song. So let's kick off this edition of Wavelength by playing the one and only Peter Beardsley by The Exiles.
Dear cousin Trevor, I hope you're feeling clever. I hope the sun shines on your wedding day. Any news from Gallagate? I like to keep right up to date. It's not easy from so far away. No Long Benton's pride and joy is our own Newcastle boy. He's really got the Whitecaps riding high. Vancouver's turning football mad, thanks to our local likely lad. He is the one and only Peter Beardsley. He's a Whitecap now and I love to watch him play. He makes me feel at home, so very far away. But deep down in my heart, how I hope one day he flies back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. It was wanderlust, I guess. It's in my blood, I do confess. That made me into a gypsy rover. Still me thoughts turn homeward bound to that grand old football ground. You'll meet Geordie boys like me the wide world over. He's a Whitecap now and I love to watch him play. He makes me feel at home, so very far away. But deep down in me heart, how I hope one day he flies back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. They even love his Geordie Burr. They know why I man means yes, sir. He's such a credit to the Geordie nation. Vancouver's turning football mad, thanks to this local likely lad. He's the one and only Peter Beardsley. He's a Whitecap now and I love to watch him play. He makes me feel at home, so very far away. But deep down in me heart, how I hope one day he flies back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. So please give my regards to Uncle Dave and Auntie Bob. Tell them that I'm well and doing fine. And when you're in the Blackie boy, buy a round for Stan and Roy and say hi from the Fraser to the Tyne. He's a Magpie now and they love to watch him play. We'll miss him at the Swan Guard every single day. But me, I feel so glad that he flew away. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. He's a Magpie now and they love to watch him play. We'll miss him at the Swan Guard every single day. But me, I feel so glad that he flew away. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies. Back to dear old Newcastle and the Magpies.
That was The Exiles there with the one and only Peter Beardsley. And that was from their 2003 album, The First 11 and Three on the Bench. So The Exiles are Tim Redman and Andy Millen, two Geordie lads. Andy Millen lives over in Canada now and Tim Redman's kind of travelled all over. We played one of their songs before in the show, Smells Like Team Spirit, which they wrote about the Whitecaps as well. So you can find that on YouTube. You can also find it on AFTN.ca. And in, I think it was in one of our Christmas podcasts that we had that as well. So you're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio. and it's part of the CITR Fund Drive Week. And as that, we're bringing you a special wavelength edition of our show. It's all about trying to raise money for the radio station for the next little period of time. And you can donate tonight by calling 604-822-8648. You can also donate online, citr.ca/donate, and find out all about the fund drive. And it's because of donations to the station that you get shows like this. Maybe that's not a good thing. No, we know it is, really. So the next song we're going to bring you, now we're kind of, we've got a method to our madness, the way that we're doing this. We're kind of building up slowly. We're going to start off with a little bit of folk. We're going to have some dance songs. We're going to have some punk songs thrown in as well. And the next one kind of follows on a little bit from what we heard from the Exiles there. So that was about Peter Beardsley, an English international. The next song that we're going to play you is about a Welsh international, the Welsh legend Ryan Giggs. And this is a song by Norwich band Halftime Oranges from the 1996 album Clive Baker Set Me On Fire. Clive Baker Set Fire To Me. They're a band which brought out a couple of football-themed albums. The other one was called Rotterdam Nation. So you can check those out online. And this song is basically just about Ryan Giggs. And I think since the Whitecaps have a Welsh coach, it kind of seemed kind of nice and fitting to have this, I thought. But this is called What's the Fuss About Ryan Giggs? And it's about the Manchester United and Welsh legend.
What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? I heard he smokes 2 Molly 6. He's been in trouble with the pigs. What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? His legs look like a pair of twigs. He cleans his boots, syrup and pigs and hot. And that's the price of fame. And that's the real price of fame. Do, 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 do. There's no one else to blame. There's never anyone else to blame. What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? He likes to wear a daily mix. He stays out late and lunching digs are. What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? What's the fuss about Ryan Giggs? He hangs around with Ronnie Biggs. He goes to all the shady things of home. And that's the price of fame. And that's the real price of fame. Do, 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 do. There's no one else to blame. There's never.
That was Halftime Oranges there with their 1996 song, What's the Fuss About Ryan Giggs? And that was from their album, Clive Baker Set Fire To Me. And bizarrely, one of two Norwich bands that we have on the show tonight. I'm not quite sure how that worked, but that's exactly what we've got. And yeah, you're not going to hear that song played anywhere else on Vancouver radio. And that's why CITR is such a great station. It's why we're proud to bring the AFTN show onto it. We've done the AFTN podcast for 4 years now, and we've only been on the station for a month, but you know when something feels like at home, and that's definitely what CITR Radio feels like to us. And if you want to help support the station, if you want to help support the show, you can give us a call on 604 822 8648. Any amount that you can donate, $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100, 101.9. If you want to donate that, that'd be fantastic as well. There's a number of different swags that you can get as well, depending on your donations. We'll cover that in a sec. But you can also ask for tax receipts and claim that back on your taxes as well. So we're going to continue with the music just now. I'm armed with a ton of CDs. I don't know how many I'm going to get through in this hour. I've got 14 kind of songs lined up. We're only on number three, so I'm not sure how many of these we're going to get through. But the next one now, we've had a song about an Englishman. We've had a song about a Welshman. So I think it's time now to have a song about a Scotsman. And we're going to bring you a fantastic song by an Irish band from Limerick called The Hitchers. And I'd never actually heard of this song till a couple of weeks ago when someone tweeted at me after we did one of our Wavelength sections on the show that this was a fantastic song to include. And I can't for the life of me remember who it was that told me that. So if you're listening, send us a message on Twitter at AFTNCanada. If you're listening to the show as well, send us any messages just now. We'll read them out on air at AFTNCanada. Let us know what you thought of the songs that we've played so far. But this song, as I say, it's by The Hitchers, and it's about Gordon Strachan, the current Scotland manager. But this is about his time when he played for Leeds United. And it's a nice story. I like songs that have a story to them. This one definitely does that. It tells the story of a fight that's developing between a guy that just wants to watch the football on TV and his girlfriend who's basically sick of him watching football on the TV. And he's trying to convince her that he's watching a show about art because Gordon Strachan is the best artist out there. So this is The Hitchers and Strachan.
She waited for the match to start a fight up with me. She said, "What's that you're watching?" "It's a program about art." She said, "A program about art." I said, "A program about art." And then the greatest midfield artist of them all walked out onto the park. The crowd were on their feet and they whistled and they cheered for the tiny wee Scotsman with the copper coloured hair. She said, "You just don't care. You never listen, you know." We get shot to Wetherill and Wetherill to Derigo. Derigo knocks it onto Bear Clough. Bear Clough looks for speed. Now she's ranting like a lunatic. I'm switching off that telly. Look at me while I'm talking to you. To Strachan now puts Kelly through. There's one man pulling all the strings and 22 know damn well who. The air begins to pick it inside the box. Strachan has stricken the gap unfilled. He makes the kill. One in the
Cross, the face of the goal, and Lee Chapman scores most of his goals in a 6-yard box. I think that was within about 6 inches.
How do you like your media?
Raw.
Spicy.
Free! I like my media sunny side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old-school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
he can also say spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio. And we're going to continue our wavelength edition of this show with some interesting songs in this next 20-minute segment. So at least I think they're interesting. And just remember that this is all about the CITR Fund Drive, and you can call tonight on 604-822-8648 to help support shows like ourselves and other community shows and student broadcasting on the station. But back to the music, and we're going to play a song now from 1987. And before the break there, we heard a song by the Hitchers, Irish band, about the Scottish international and current Scotland manager, Gordon Strachan, a Scottish legend. Now we're going to have a song about another Scottish legend, Kenny Dalglish. This is from a band called Barmy Army, who brought out a mostly football-themed album in 1987 called English Disease. And the cover of that's an actual, it's fantastic. Back when I was a kid, there was a kind of monthly comic book thing that came out. It was Football Picture Monthly. And it was basically a comic book just about football. So they had these very unique covers, and the cover for Barmy Army's English Disease album is kind of like a spoof on that cover. So there's a number of good songs on that. And we're going to play you their debut single, which reached number 17 in John Peel's 1987 Festive 50. Like I said, it's a song about Kenny Dalglish. This is one of our dancey ones, which we're going to have on the show. And this is Barmy Army with Sharp as a Needle. And we should just kind of let you know as well that this one is kind of using a little bit different. We're going to have... Hold on a second, I've just lost where I had this queued up. Here we go. What this one does, this samples the hymn Abide With Me, which is played before the FA Cup final every year. So they're kind of using that with a little bit of commentary about Dalgleish from Liverpool when they were playing West Ham in, I think it was the 1981 League Cup final. So anyway, after all that previous mess, this is Barmy Army and Sharp as a Needle. Barmy Army there with their 1987 debut single, Sharp as a Needle, from their album The English Disease. So, apologies for some of the slight mix-ups earlier on the show here. What's been going on is, we've got a really squeaky chair. So, I was trying to work out how to fix it so it doesn't come across in the mic. So, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to stand. Then I realised, during the introduction to that last song, when I stand, I can't actually reach the mixing desk. So, that's how I couldn't cue up the song there. But everything's all fixed now, so we're going to have no more clusters going on. I'm just going to put up with this squeaky chair. So what we're going to continue doing is we're continuing our Wavelength special. It's a song about footballers show. The phone lines for donating are now closed, but you can still donate to the fund drive online at CITR/donate. So for most of the rest of this show, we'll just have some music and I won't be stumbling about trying to read different things. So we're going now from a song about a Scottish legend to a song about a Trinidad and Tobago legend, I think we can probably call him a legend, who happens to be called Scotland. Now, it's been a long time since Scotland qualified for the World Cup, not as long as Canada, but where can I get into that territory? 1998 was the last time Scotland qualified, and of course Canada in 1986, the only time that they qualified in Mexico. And it kind of gets a bit sad when I moved over here in 2007, and it's still sad being over here, but like when you're there and Scotland's not qualified, and especially when England's qualified, and you're listening to all the hype and all the TV and radio coverage, and it's not about Scotland, and you want to have a team to support. So for the 2006 World Cup in Germany, Trinidad and Tobago qualified, happened to be in England's group, which was all the better, so somebody else to cheer on there, following the old ABE, anyone but England adage that most of us Scottish football fans like to adopt during the World Cup. And they had a player for them called Jason Scotland, who had played most of his football in Scotland, some English clubs as well. And someone came up with the idea of coming up with a Scottish World Cup song dedicated to Jason Scotland and calling it by a group called the Trinidad and Tobago Tartan Army. I kid you not, this charted in 2006. And we're going to play it for you now. This is just called Scotland. Scotland, Jason Scotland.
Oi, Jock, we're off to the World Cup. Do you want to come? Oh, sorry, you're not in it.
Ah, come win what you wished.
The World Cup finals are on their way, with all the teams off to Germany. But brace yourself, cause on every screen there'll be nothing but the England team. But wait, hey, there's hope at hand. We can still support Scotland.
What?
Oh,
You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio. That was Jason Scotland by the Trinidad and Tobago Tartan Army from 2006. You won't find that on any album, probably a good thing. You can find it on YouTube though. It was a big thing back in Scotland 11 years ago because, yeah, we've got to kind of cling on to something when we can't qualify for any World Cups. So we're going to continue now with a couple of punk songs. So we're going to go from some calypso reggae to two full-blown punk songs. And anyone that knows me by now knows that I love my punk music. And we've got so many different punk songs that we could have used for this. So the first one we're going to play you is by a London Oi punk band, The Business. They've been on the go since 1979 and they were touring up until last year when their lead singer died in December. So RIP Mickey Fitz. A lot of well-known punk songs they've done anyway. This one we're going to play you now. We're going to say it's not suitable for work. So if you are listening to this on work, you might want to kind of turn it down a bit. It only has like a word, which I don't even think is swearing in it, but you'll hear what that is in a second. It's from the 2004 album. It was from the 2004 album Keep the Faith, and you can also find it on a 3CD football compilation, which I have, called World of Football. And it's about the famous Maradona handball in the 1986 World Cup, Argentina against England. As you can imagine, Scots love that moment. We still sing a song about it, like do the hokey-cokey with Diego Maradona. The English fans, not so much, and not big fans of Maradona for that handball goal that helped knock England out of the 86 World Cup. So anyone that knows football knows that Diego Maradona had quite a checkered kind of couple of years there. There was the drug scandals, there was him bloating beyond recognition, really, and just lots of things that went on with him, kind of tarnishing the image that he had of being one of the best footballers out there in the world. So this is a song, as I say, by The Business, and it's called Maradona.
Whatever you sniffed, you wanted more. Now you only score the law. Supplied by the end of gold. Add a cup, that's the way it goes. Shouldn't have made a bucket of Charlie up your nose. All supplied by the end of gold. Maradona, your shit. Maradona, your shit. No!
Maradona, you're sick. 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 Maradona, you're sick.
That was The Business there with Maradona about the infamous 1986 World Cup handball incident. And we're going to play another punk song now. This is by the second Norwich band of the evening, and we've played them before in Wavelength. This is Serious Drinking, and this is from their debut album from 1983, and it's about the footballer Bobby Moore, England legend, and an incident that happened in Mexico during the 1970 World Cup, or just before the 1970 World Cup, when Moore and the England team were in Bogota in Colombia, and Moore was accused of stealing a bracelet from the hotel, and he was basically kept in custody for 4 days before they couldn't find any charges, and 2 years later he was completely cleared. But they let him go, he got to Mexico, he got to play in the World Cup. So this is a song that Serious Drinking did about it. It's from their 1983 debut album, The Revolution Starts at Closing Time. And it's an expanded 2-CD set you can get of that just now. I really recommend it. There's some good football songs in that and some other good tracks as well. But we're going to play this one for you. It's a short one. And then after this, we're going to have a little bit of chat. And then some more messages. So this is Serious Drinking. Bobby Moore was innocent. And again, it's a bit of a loud one. It's a punk one, so you might want to kind of turn it down a little bit. No swearing this time.
In introducing this record, I would like to start first by stressing the qualities needed to be a good player.
Dedication and enthusiasm are the three main things necessary to be a good player. These three qualities are absolutely necessary.
Serious Drinking there, and Bobby Moore was innocent from their 1983 album, The Revolution Starts at Closing Time. And if anyone hasn't seen this, it was a really good three-part drama that was on ITV over in the UK in January. Tina and Bobby, it's the kind of the life story of Bobby Moore, and it's fantastically acted. Really recommend kind of checking that out if you can. And that's a kind of song that you're not going to hear anywhere else on Vancouver Radio. A lot of the stuff which we do on the AFTN Soccer Show is stuff which you're not going to hear on TSN radio. You're not going to hear it anywhere else. I mean, we're the only soccer show on FM radio in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. And to help shows like this thrive, please consider donating to CITR during their fund drive. It's until March 17th. You can donate online at citr.ca/donate. Find out all about it. You can also claim tax receipts for your donation or get some swag. From $30 upwards, you can get some swag. And $30 gets you a Friend of CITR card that gets you a lot of kind of discounts in various places. A lot of record shops around the Lower Mainland as well. And there's a lot more as well. So you can find all that details out on the website. And it's through these kind of donations and this fund drive that helps CITR thrive, gets all the equipment that they've got, gets folk like me trained in them. And it would be better if the guy that's meant to be my producer is meant to be here pushing the buttons for me so I don't have to talk and push buttons, which is why we've had a little bit of blips here and there this evening. But hopefully for the last 20 minutes of the show, we're not going to get too many more. So we're just going to play you a message now. And once we've done that, we're going to get back to the music. So here's just a little PSA, really just about what the fund drive is all about.
How do you like your media?
Raw. Spicy.
Free. I like my media sunny-side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old-school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and Shape Your Media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think we
can. Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show on CITR Radio. We're going to just play, I think, three more songs for this evening. Just to kind of fit us into the hour. I don't want to go too much over the hour that we've had allocated. So we're going to start off with a rock number. And it's kind of punky. That's probably no big surprise for you. This is from a 2004 single by an English band called The Others. And the lead singer of the Others is a guy called Dominic Masters. Very interesting life that Dominic's had, a hard life in a lot of ways. He's also friends with Pete Doherty, so you can kind of imagine some of the stuff that Dominic has been through over the years. And this is a song that was released as a single in 2004, then it featured on their self-titled album in 2005. And it's a song about kind of one of the things that brought the friendship between Dominic Masters and Pete Doherty together. And it wasn't just heroin. I think that the drugs did play a big, big part of that. But it was their love of football. And I don't know if people know this about Pete Doherty. Well, first of all, I'm assuming that you know that Pete Doherty, or who he is, he's the lead singer and one of the founders of the Libertines. If you don't know that, then you really are listening to the wrong show, I think, tonight. But anyway, Pete Doherty, he started off, like myself, writing a fanzine, or writing for a fanzine. He wrote for the QPR fanzine, and he's a big Queen's Park Rangers supporter. And it's kind of that love of QPR that kind of brought Dominic Masters and Pete Doherty together. And Dominic Masters wrote a song about how they met and how they would just kind of talk for hours about the QPR and England legend and maverick, Stan Bowles. And yeah, that's just a song about that. So this is The Others and Stan Bowles.
Met you were wearing voice as you help the children. You're caught in Voltaire or Ginsburg to the Adon in your kitchen. Sipping iced tea in the summer, picture it park, yeah. A break from the boredom. I quit my job. I took a gamble, gamble on a new life. I always remember staying with you in your hotel.
The Others There and Stan Balls from their 2005 self-titled album. Fantastic band, The Others. I really recommend checking that album out. It was one of those bands that had a great debut album and then did very little after that. And it's a shame because they had a lot of talent. Hopefully that did not blow your eardrums away, because it certainly did through my headphones. I might have to kind of work on the levels a little bit with this. I'm going to have two more songs for you tonight. You're listening to the AFTN Soccer Show, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory on CITR Radio up at UBC. And we're bringing you our second wavelength special, our first one since 2015. And just want to thank CITR for giving us the opportunity to bring this to the airwaves. And there's not many other radio stations, as I've said, would let us do stuff like this and just kind of mess about and have a good time on a Sunday night. So help support the station. Go on to citr.ca/donate and help support their fund drive. It's on till March 17th. You can get a tax donation, get some swag, just help support the station and what they're looking to do for the forthcoming year. Back to the music now, and we're going to go back to 1997 now. And this is from, I mentioned it earlier, there's a 3-CD set I've got called World of Football. And it's a strange CD. There's some really good stuff on it. There's some average stuff on it. And there's some really, really dreadful stuff on it. It seems to get worse as you go through the CDs. This one was on the second CD, which a lot of the songs on this were actually, like tonight's show, songs about footballers. And this is from a Manchester musician called Kevin Phoenix. He brought it out in 1997. And it's about the Manchester City playmaker, the Georgian, Georgi Kinkladze. We're talking about Stan Balls there, he'd been a maverick. Kinkladze was a bit of a maverick as well. Had some of the best skills that we've seen on the pitch in the Premiership, but seemed to be a bit of a wasted talent as well. So this was a song that Kevin Phoenix wrote basically for Kinkladze. And it's a good one. It just kind of tells the story a little bit about his talent, his waste of it, and just things like that. This is Kevin Phoenix and Geo.
Thank you. like you. I miss the King Clancy playing for the color blue. I wish I had the skills you have. You live a life of luxury in your 20th century penthouse bath, surrounded by so many girls. Well, you don't play for them. $1 million catwalk twirl. So tell me why you look so sad. Miss the blue-eyed boy, surely life can't be so bad. I miss the blue-eyed boy, surely life can't be so bad. To me nothing's what it seems. Football is my dream. People can be so cruel. Use you, but take a look around and what do you see? It's a golden life for Mr. King Clancy. Look around and what do you see? It's a golden life for Mr. King Clancy.
Kevin Phoenix there, and a song called Gio about the Georgian footballer Gio King Clancy, and that's from 1997. Like I said, you can find that on a triple CD called World of Football, and some interesting stuff in that. And we're going to finish with a song from that as well. But just before we go, just one last mention of the fact that we're doing this as part of CITR's special Fun Drive Week. That's why this week's show on the radio has been a little bit different from usual. It's not Whitecaps Talk. That's why it's just myself and there's not Steve and Zach here with me as well, which also explains why we've had some trouble trying to get everything done. Hard to really play songs, cue them up, work the desk and read tweets. I've learned from that from next year. So we'll make sure we've got more of the team here next year when we do stuff as well. But just before we go and before we play this last song, just want to kind of give a shout out about the fun drive. The last day of it is March 17th, and the big finale is going to be at the Polish Community Centre. So a great way to spend St. Patrick's Day, get along there. There's going to be some live bands playing and lots of stuff, and Discorder magazine, which has a very close relationship with the radio station. And people that know me and people that know AFTN's history know that to us, football and music go hand in hand, which is why we're doing the show, for one thing, But back in the day when AFTN started out in 1989 in Scotland, we started out as a fanzine. In the fanzine, we had a local band insert called Ultracore. We've mentioned that a couple of times before on the show, and we made a lot of good friends in the Fife music scene and went and supported local music, and that's what Discorder and CITR Radio do. And if you can spare anything at all, go into citr.ca/donate. Donate it in the name of the AFTN Soccer Show, and we'd really appreciate that as well. And I hope you've enjoyed this special Fun Drive edition of the show. We're going to have one more song, and I'm not going to play all the song because, as I mentioned, on that 3CD World of Football, there's some pretty dreadful songs, and I kind of think this falls into that category, but it kind of also falls into the category of being so bad that it's actually good. And it's a long song. It goes on for 4 minutes. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to play the full track. But for the radio show, I'm just going to play a bit and then I'll fade it out. And it's a bit of fun. It's from an Arsenal-themed album as well as being on that triple CD. And it's by a band called The A-Team. And it's a song about Arsenal. And some of the great Arsenal players from back in the day. And this is just simply called Ooh, Tony Adams.
On bass, David Seaman. On drums, Lee Dixon. Nigel Winterburn on congas. Claves, Stevie Bold. Tony Adams on
ooh, ooh, Tony Adams ooh, ooh. 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 Ooh, ooh, Tony Adams ooh, ooh.
On cowbells, Johnny Jensen. Holler on the Rackers. David Platt on piano forte. Come on, Dave.
The song basically just goes on like that for another 2.5 minutes. So I'm going to spare you that on the radio show, but I'm going to put it in full in the podcast. In preparation for this week's show, I've listened to so many different football songs from my collection. And I don't know, just there's something about that song that just, I don't know, I just loved it. And it's kind of really stuck in my head. And yeah, I just wanted to play it. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this hour of nonsense from the AFTN Soccer Show. Wavelength Special number 2, a show all about songs about footballers. And we've got plenty more that we didn't play, so we're going to use those in our Wavelength segments as we go through the coming weeks. Thanks for listening. If you donated, thanks for donating. And if you listen to the podcast, you can still donate online later by going to citr.ca/donate. We're going to be back for a Wednesday show on the podcast, so check your podcast feed for this. This is going to go up as a podcast on Monday morning. So on Wednesday morning as well, check your podcast feeds because actually it's probably going to be Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening. We're going to record a post-Tigres show on Wednesday morning and we'll look back at the Whitecaps game against Tigres on Tuesday night down in Mexico and also try and work out what whatever the hell that was in San Jose on Saturday night, we'll bring you our special sit-down interview that I had with Breck Shea. Great 10-minute chat I had with him. You don't want to miss that. And we're also going to bring you Tim Parker's bucket list. So these are the things which we like to do on the AFTN Soccer Show. We're eclectic, we're varied, we like to do a lot of different stuff, just like CITR Radio and Discord are themselves. I've been your host, Michael McCall. You can find me online at Twitter, at AFTN Canada. You can drop us an email at any time on aftncanada@hotmail.com. Read our stuff away from the numbers, aftn.ca. I'm also the Whitecaps beat reporter for MLSsoccer.com and the USL Western Conference reporter for USLsoccer.com. And don't forget that AFTN is the official broadcast partner for the new PDL team TSS Rovers. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming out in the next couple of weeks to do with that. We're going to be doing the colour commentary during their home matches as well from Swangard. So we'll have some of that involved in later shows and also on the website. But anyway, I think it's time to wrap up now. Like I said, thank you so much for being with us for this hour. It's been a little bit different. It's been a little bit chaotic. We're getting there with these buttons and stuff on CITR. We'll tidy it up a little bit when the podcast comes out. But until next time, thanks for listening. Take care. And mon the Caps.
Going to your first match is an experience you never forget. The atmosphere of what's going on around the pitch looks beautiful, and you always look and go, wow, I'd love to play here one day. If you get the bug, it's going to stay with you for life.
Drive me.